Now I'm going to keep moving over here. We find in verse 7 a proverb that I've wrestled with a great deal. It says, when a man's ways please Jehovah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, I've come up with several answers to this. Fact of the matter is, I have searched what other men have had to say on this, and it's been quite interesting. You mean to tell me that if your ways pleased Jehovah, that you wouldn't have an enemy? Well, if that were true, then God wouldn't have an enemy, and he does have an enemy. But this is the position. If your ways please Jehovah, then your enemy may hate you. And by the way, he will hate you if your way pleases Jehovah. And the interesting thing is, these folk, when the chips are down, will admit that God is using you. That's the important thing. The nicest thing that's been said about me in Southern California was actually said by a man who very frankly says he hates me. He says, I hate him, but he says he teaches the Word of God. I say, thank you, Mr. Enemy. You're carrying out this proverb. You have to make that kind of an acknowledgement if you're honest in your statement. I love the proverb, by the way. Now, that's my interpretation of it. Now, we have here many very wonderful things that are coming up, and I'm inclined to pass over some of these in order to lift out some that we believe are very important. Let me come to verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I have that underlined in my Bible. Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Now, here again is a thrust that's made at that which God hates, pride. That is number one on God's hate parade, and he says he hates it. That is the thing that brought the archangel that we know as Satan. He was Lucifer, son of the morning. Probably the highest creature God created until sin was found. What was the sin? It was pride. He tempted to lift himself above God because he was such a great creature that God had created, and he'd given him this power of free choice, which is a tremendous thing. I think that was a very dangerous weapon God put in the hands of some of his creatures. Now, some of them, you take the ducks, they follow an instinct. When it's winter time, they leave Canada and they winter down in South America. And in summertime, why, they summer up in Canada, and back and forth they go. And they do it because they're moved by instinct. But man has a free will. A man can stay in Canada in the wintertime. I don't know why he would. And he can go south in summertime. And again, I don't see why he would do that. And so you have here this awful thing known as pride. And this is the thing that was the undoing of that man Haman in the book of Esther. I have a book on Esther, as many of you know, and many of you have it, because we sent out quite a few of them when we were studying the book of Esther. And then there is the story, there's so many in Scripture that illustrate this matter of pride. Absalom, imagine him rebelling against his father David. And then there was Goliath, the giant, filled with pride. Ahab, filled with pride. All of these